On Friday, May 26, 9 cyclists were arrested during a critical mass attended by 60 people in downtown Winnipeg. Most of the cyclists are alleging that police used excessive force against the majority of peaceful cyclists. Here to talk about that incident and more is one of the detained cyclists, Kelly Ross.
Just to start off, what is critical mass?
Well, reading from a pamphlet that we were handing to motorists and pedestrians during the mass, it says, Critical Mass Winnipeg, we are a critical mass, a global movement in which cyclists come together once a month to claim our space in the streets. We are celebrating our solidarity and demonstrating the benefits of the bicycle as a superior form of transportation to cars and other motor vehicles.
So in essence, it's just people biking, promoting alternative forms of transportation.
Yeah, it is. And there were also a few skateboards involved in the critical mass this past week. And I'd say there was about 60 or 70 of us.
Now, you were peaceful at this critical mass?
Yeah, there was no violence put out from the cyclists or critical mass participants.
So what happened?
So the critical mass started out at 5 o'clock. Like it does every last Friday of the month. And we were riding down Portage Avenue and made a right on Portage and Main and again a right onto St. Mary. And one police officer on a bicycle showed up and was cycling with us for a few blocks. I suppose she called in her buddies and a few more cars showed up. And we continued on, although there were police officers there, and I guess the shit hit the fan at the corner of Broadway and Donald out front of a major coffee shop. It started out with one cyclist being jumped, and immediately a few other people hugged on to that cyclist so that the police officers could not arrest that person. They were protecting that person so that the cops weren't able to pull them out individually and handcuff them. So we sort of were reasoning with the officers for 5 or 10 minutes in a pile on the ground. There was about six of us. And then they said, okay, you guys can go as long as you keep moving. So we got up. And we were going to keep moving, but there was cop cars in front, like blocking the intersection, so we couldn't keep going.
Yeah.
One person yelled, "Everyone stick together!" And then the cops jumped that person and another one, and then that's when things got violent on the cops' part. There was one person actually was pulled down and punched in the face a couple times from an undercover cop that had run out of the coffee shop. Like, this person was stationed in the coffee shop and ran out after us.
Any witnesses?
Several. There's several witnesses. It's yeah. It's been photographed and filmed and what have you. Yeah. I was thrown into the wagon, because one of my friends was being arrested, and he was on the ground and in serious pain, and it looked to me like his leg was broken. So I ran after the officer who had my friend, and I'm not using names because I don't know if these people would want their names yeah. broadcast. I ran after this person and was yelling, "You broke his leg. You have to just stop and let him collect himself." And so I was standing. I wasn't touching anyone. I wasn't trying to get in the way. And another officer came behind me and put me in the wagon as well, where there were already about six people when they put me in.
Now, what did they tell you, what you were charged with, why you were being detained?
No. And once I got to the station, they put us all in small cells. I'd say four feet by about 6 feet. And I asked, before my officer closed the door, I asked, "Am I arrested or just detained?" And she said, "I don't know yet. We've got to discuss that." And it wasn't until 2 or 2.5 hours later that they told me I was not arrested. But she's like, "Yeah, we talked about it. We don't have a thing on you that's criminal. So we're ticketing you with two tickets. One is being a pedestrian failed to obey instructions of a peace officer, and the other one is being the operator of a bicycle fail to exercise due care and attention on the highway.
It seems to me when a motorist is pulled over for a minor infraction, they're not pulled into a paddy wagon. Now, does that kind of boggle your mind when you think about this?
Yeah, definitely.
Did the officers give you special requests after you were detained?
When they came in to release me, my officer told me I'm the lucky one, and it looks like everyone else out of the nine of us that were detained, everyone else is being arrested, and likely they will be released if they sign something called an undertaking, and the undertaking lists everyone that was detained or arrested and says we are not allowed to communicate directly or indirectly, I guess before our court dates, I'm not sure. And those people's undertaking also, it also says that they are not allowed to ride their bicycles downtown. As far as I know, for everyone who has that undertaking, their bicycle is their main mode of transportation. They weren't just there to critical mass and then go home and drive their motor vehicle. Like, that's how they get around. And a lot of them work downtown.
Are you kind of shocked at the way the police handled this situation?
Yeah. Critical mass happens all over the world. other cities do not face police brutality while they're riding their bicycle. This event has made me nervous, and a lot of people tell me that means the officers win if they're making you nervous. I don't know. I don't think it's a competition necessarily. Yeah. You know. And I think I have reason to be nervous, because on my bike ride home last night, I was riding close to the curb, and you know, I was not doing anything ridiculous that would warrant the police pulling me over. But I was pulled over, and they asked for my identity and where I was headed. And it's really shaken me up for sure to know that I can't ride my bike without being questioned.
Thanks for talking to me.
No problem.